3:31:04, March 31, 2004, 9:30 a.m., Fallujah, Iraq. When the four Americans rolled into Fallujah in their two Pajero jeeps, the Iraqi Mujahideen in the city of mosques were waiting for them. The main drag that cuts through the city is lined with restaurants, cafes, and souks, and on ordinary days throngs of people mill around. But early that morning, a small group of masked men had detonated an explosive device, clearing the streets and causing shopkeepers to shutter their stores. From the moment the convoy of Americans entered the city limits, the men stood out, driving vehicles known as bullet magnets and sporting wraparound sunglasses and Tom Cruise haircuts. Shortly after they entered Fallujah, the jeeps began to slow. To their right were shops and markets, to the left, open space. They had hit some sort of a roadblock. As the vehicles came to a standstill, a grenade was hurled at the rear jeep, quickly followed by the rip of machine gun fire. Bullets tore through the side of the rear Pajero like salt through ice, fatally wounding the two men inside. As the blood gushed from them, masked gunmen moved in on the jeeps, unloading cartridges of ammo and pounding their way through the windshield. Chants of "Allahu Akbar," God is great, filled the air. Soon, more than a dozen young men who had been hanging around in front of a local kebab house joined in the frenzy. By the time the rear jeep was shot up, the Americans in the lead vehicle realized an ambush was underway. They tried to flee, but it was too late. The crowd quickly swelled to more than 300 people as the original attackers faded into the side streets of Fallujah. The jeeps were soon engulfed in flames. The scorched bodies of the Americans were pulled out, and men and boys literally tore them apart, limb from limb. In front of the TV cameras, a young man held a small sign emblazoned with a skull and crossbones that declared in English, "Fallujah is the graveyard of the Americans." The mob hung the charred, lifeless remains of the Americans from a bridge over the Euphrates, where they would remain for hours, forming an eerily iconic image that was seen on television screens throughout the world. Thousands of miles away in Washington, D.C., President Bush was on the campaign trail, speaking at a fundraiser dinner. "This collection of killers is trying to shake our will," the president told his supporters. "America will never be intimidated by thugs and assassins. We are aggressively striking the terrorists in Iraq. We will defeat them there, so we do not have to face them in our own country." The next morning, Americans woke up to news of the gruesome killings. "Iraqi mob mutilates four American civilians," was a typical newspaper headline. Somalia was frequently invoked, referring to the incident in October 1993 when rebels in Mogadishu shot down two Black Hawk helicopters, killed 18 American soldiers, and dragged some of them through the streets, prompting the U.S. to withdraw its forces. But, unlike Somalia, the men killed in Fallujah were not members of the U.S. military. Nor were they civilians, as many news outlets reported. They were highly trained private soldiers, sent to Iraq by a secretive mercenary company based in the wilderness of North Carolina. Its name is Blackwater, USA.